Thank you, Randy. I'll never forget that day when he called my name. It's been decades ago, but I've never gotten over what Jesus did for me on Calvary's cross. If you look inside your bulletin, you'll find an outline of today's message. This will be the last in our series of What Would Jesus Say to Certain Celebrities. And we're going to be reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. And I'm going to ask all that are able to stand to do so in honor of God's Word. And there we read, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud your father or mother. Teacher, he declared, all of these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven, then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Let us pray. Gracious God, Lord, may you take your written word, breathe upon it that it would become the living word of God in our hearing and in our lives. Speak to us now, God, for we make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As we've been looking at these certain celebrities, one of the things that we've said up front is it's not just what would Jesus say to Donald Trump, not just what Jesus would say to Katy Perry, but what would Jesus say to them that he would also say to us. And so today we're going to be looking at a very famous person, a pop culture icon by the name of Katy Perry. I've tried to give you a one-word description for each one of these celebrities. The one-word description for Katy Perry might be the word independent. And that is, she has done her own thing and being independent. Let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. When she was 15 years old, she took her GED and passed it and dropped out of high school because, well, she had her GED. She moved from California to Nashville to pursue a career in music. And after being in Nashville for about 2 years, she moved to Los Angeles at 17 years of age to start her music career out in Hollywood. Pretty independent girl. Especially when you realize that she grew up in a very, very conservative home. Her mom and dad were and are Pentecostal holiness preachers. She said she grew up so conservative in her home, they weren't allowed to have Lucky Charms cereal because her mom thought that the word lucky reminded her of Lucifer and Lucky Charms were of the devil. I would say that that was a pretty strict upbringing. But what happened was is she struck out on her own, said, I'm going to do it my way, and rejected her Christian upbringing to pursue her music career. Well, how has she done? Well, in music career, she is an accomplished singer. To put this in context for you, she has sold more records, more albums than Beyonce or Madonna or Britney Spears or Taylor Swift or any woman who has ever lived. She is the only woman to have one album that has five number one singles on it. As a matter of fact, only one other singer in all of history has done that, and that was Michael Jackson. She actually has four albums that have exceeded 5 million sales of each one of those albums. She holds four Guinness World Book of Records. She was the first singer on Vimeo to have 1 billion views. Folks, that's not a million, it's a billion. 3 times the whole United States population. She hadn't done that once, she's done that twice with 2 different songs. She has won many awards, 5 American Music Awards, 14 People Choice Awards. She is a multi-millionaire because of her music. Boy, she's 30 years old. Secondly, she is an influencer of culture. You might say, well, why do we need to know about Katy Perry? Well, you need to know about Katy Perry because she has a tremendous influence on the young people in America today. How much influence does she have? She was the first person to ever have 100 million followers on Twitter. Now let me put that in perspective for you. Hillary Clinton, Katy Perry has 5 times more Twitter followers than Hillary Clinton. Katy Perry has 2 times more Twitter followers than President Donald Trump. She has an influence that is just hard for us to imagine. To put it into context for you, she sang at the halftime at the 2015 Super Bowl. It is the largest viewed occasion on television in the history of humanity. She spoke and sang at the 2016 Democratic National Convention. So just don't think of her as this blue-haired singer, okay? And I, by the way, I find it funny that she chose to have blue hair, don't you? Remember when you used to go to church, Ken, and we talked about the blue-haired women? The blue-haired women. Now, you don't see that anymore. And I never did understand the blue-haired women at church until recently. And you see, what happens is, as you get older, sometimes your hair turns gray and loosely gray. But sometimes it'll turn white, and some people whose hair turn white will have a yellow tint to it. And so they invented this stuff called blue rinse. And if you put that on your white, yellow hair, it would make it silver. But if you didn't put it on there correctly or the right amount, it'd turn your hair blue. So we had all these blue-haired women in the church. And I just thought it was ironic that Katy Perry chose blue for the color of her hair. But she is a tremendous influence in our culture today. We'll look at this as we go along. Now, one of the things that really sets Katy Perry off from other artists is that she will go out and randomly select people at her tours and her concerts and give them a backstage pass and will have access to her to ask her anything. I understand that, you know, she comes up and she hugs them and she's very personal to these people. And so I want us to think, what if Katy Perry were to give Jesus a backstage pass? And say, Jesus, ask me anything or tell me anything. What do you think Jesus might say to her? Number one, I believe Jesus would say, I see you and I love you. That's what he said to the rich young ruler. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. You say, well, what does Katy Perry have in common with the rich young ruler? She's young, she's rich, and she's religious. You see, the young ruler was a synagogue ruler. He wasn't a political ruler. He was a religious ruler. So he was young, rich, and religious. And we're going to see that Katy Perry is young and rich and religious. So what would he say to her? I think he would say, I love you. Even though Katy Perry has rejected God's word, even though Katy Perry has rejected the God of the Bible, even though she has experimented with bisexuality and homosexuality and alcoholism, I believe Jesus would say to her, Katy Perry, I love you. I think so many times that we are guilty that we say, I love you, not first, but last. I think Jesus would say, first thing, I see you and I love you. You've made some wrong decisions. You've made some poor decisions, but I love you anyway. In Jeremiah 31:3, it says, the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. You say, well, how is it that God would say, I love you, when she's done all of these things that God is not pleased with? You see, God loves Katy Perry because of who God is, not because of who Katy is. God loves you because of who God is, not because of who you are. You understand that God loves you the same on your worst day that God loves you on your best day. God doesn't love you less when you're bad and love you more when you're good. God just loves you all the time. And it's because God himself is love. Secondly, I believe Jesus would say to Katy Perry, your parents' faith will not save you. In John 4:42, they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. Katy Perry grew up in church. She was at church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Did you know that her first album was simply Kate Hudson? It was a gospel album. It sold 200 copies. In other words, she was a flop as a gospel singer. And so what happened was that she turned away from the church. She turned away from the things of God. She turned to Hollywood. She turned to Nashville. And turned away from the things of God. Katy Perry, you will not get to heaven because your mom and dad are preachers. You will not go to heaven because you have an uncle or a grandfather that was a pastor, or your mom was a Sunday school teacher, or your dad is a deacon, or somebody sang in the choir. The only way you can have a relationship with God is for you personally to choose to have that relationship. And before I go on, notice here's one of her quotes. It's found in the Marie Claire magazine. I want you to know this is not my opinion of her. This is what she has said. It's been written down. She said, I don't believe in heaven, hell, or an old man sitting on a throne. If I could talk to her, I'd say, I don't believe on an old man sitting on a throne either. I believe in the everlasting creator of the universe sits on a throne. He's not a man, he's God. He's not old, he's eternal. But notice here what it says in Joshua 24, verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I guess the greatest evangelist that has ever lived is Billy Graham. I guess that Billy Graham has shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with more people than anyone who has ever lived. Did you know he has a son named Franklin? Did you know that Franklin Graham chose a wild, rebellious lifestyle? Were you aware that Franklin Graham got kicked out of high school for wicked behavior? Do you understand he got kicked out of college because of his wicked behavior? But at 22 years of age, Franklin Graham quit running from God, ran to God, confessed his sin, and asked Jesus Christ to come into his heart and his life. You see, even Franklin Graham can't get into heaven on Billy Graham's coattails. His mom, Ruth Graham, her parents were medical missionaries to China. All of that doesn't do Franklin any good. He has to choose for himself. You have to choose for yourself. Jesus as Christ and Lord of your life. Number three, I believe Jesus would say to Katy Perry, being religious or being spiritual is not enough. In Matthew 5:20, Jesus said, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." I want you to know that Katy Perry is still a very religious person. As a matter of fact, here's what she told Marie Claire magazine. She says, "I believe in a higher power and feel a deep connection to God." Now, she's rejected the Bible as the Word of God. She's rejected Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. But she says, "I have a deep connection to God." That is, I'm a believer in God. I'm a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I remind you, the Pharisees were religious people. The Sadducees were religious people. I remind you, the 19 hijackers who ran those airplanes into the World Trade Center, they were religious people. We say, "Well, I'm just not religious, I'm spiritual." Do you understand that Satan himself is spiritual? The demons of hell are spiritual. You see, they were once angels, spiritual beings. And so you can be spiritual and you can be religious and still be lost on your way to a devil's hell. Number four, Katy Perry, your goodness is not enough. In Mark 10, verse 20, Jesus said to this rich young ruler, "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me." Wow. You know, I wish Jesus could say about Dennis Bean, "You only lack one thing." Can I tell you that I got a whole lot of things lacking in my life? But imagine, here's this guy. He's 99.9% of the way there, but he's got one thing lacking in his life. You see, you can be a good person, a really, really, really good person, only lack one thing in your life and still miss the blessings of God. Just one thing. Katy Perry gives to a lot of charities. She's in a lot of causes. I'll just share with you. She supports 29 different charities and 28 different causes. Some of those that you can relate to and appreciate might be these: the Children's Defense Fund, Habitat for Humanity, Project Clean Water, Red Cross, Stand Up to Cancer. Listen to this. She supports Dave Thomas's Foundation for Adoption, UNICEF, other causes. But I believe Jesus would say to her, all of that good stuff, Katie, does not undo the sinful choices that you made. You see, you don't have a relationship with God by being good. You don't get to heaven by being good. Katie, your goodness is not good enough. Look here what it says in Isaiah 64:6. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and our righteous acts are like filthy rags. You don't understand what the Bible says about my goodness. The Bible says when I'm good, it's like a filthy rag. Do you understand? Being a good dad, being a good husband, being a pastor, being a Sunday school teacher, being a tither, being a soul winner, none of those things make me good enough to go to heaven. Katy Perry, your goodness is not good enough. And then number five, I believe he would say to Katie and say to us, don't use me as a spare tire. In Matthew 15:8, Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. What was Jesus meaning? People come to church and they say the right kind of words. They have a conversation about spiritual things and they say the right kind of words, but their hearts are far from God. I believe Katy Perry says some good things like, well, I believe in God and I have a deep connection to God. Her words might be good, but where is her heart? Katy Perry was married for 14 months. And one day her husband sent her a text and says, I want a divorce. He didn't have enough courage to say it to her face. Sent her a text. She was devastated by that. Said she went into deep depression. Turned to alcohol. Became an alcoholic. And had suicidal thoughts. She said, but you know, during this time I called on God and God brought me out of that deep, dark place that I was in. Here's what she had to say. It says, that brokenness plus me opening up to a greater, higher power gave me wholeness. I'm afraid there's a lot of folks just like Katy Perry, and that is when they have trouble in their life, when they have difficulty in their life, when they have a situation come up in their life, they reach back there and say, oh God, I need your help. You know, it's like the spare tire in the back of your car. When do you think about it? The only time I think about mine is when I have a flat tire. And once I get that flat tire fixed, what do I do with a spare tire? I put it right back in the trunk until I need it again. I believe Jesus would say to Katy Perry, I believe Jesus would say to us today, I want to be your steering wheel, not your spare tire. I want to be the part that guides you and directs you and determines which way you go. I don't want to be the one that you call on just when you get yourself in a fix. Number six, I believe Jesus would say to Katy Perry, stop trying to be someone else. Proverbs 13:7 says, some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. Why do I say that Jesus would say, stop trying to be somebody else? Katy Perry is not her real name. Can I tell you Donald Trump's real name's Donald Trump? LeBron James' real name is LeBron James. Ellen DeGeneres's. You see, out of all these celebrities, she's the only one that's got a fake name. You see, she was born as Katherine Hudson. Katy Perry doesn't exist. Katy Perry is only a stage name. Katy Perry is not who she really is. Who is she really? She is Catherine Hudson. That's who God created her to be. I'm wondering, in a crowd this size, I wonder how many people are in this room and you're trying to be somebody else. You're trying to be somebody that your parents wanted you to be instead of being the person God created. Maybe you're trying to be like somebody that is popular. You're trying to be like somebody some other attribute that you don't think that you have in your life. But God made you you. And let me tell you what I found out. It's liberating that God made Dennis Bean and he didn't make another one like him. Yeah. You're glad he didn't make two of us too. Yeah. Ephesians 2:10 says it this way. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Recently, last month, Katy Perry gave an interview to Vogue magazine. And in that interview, here's what she said. She said, I so badly, I think we got this up here on the screen. I so badly want to be Catherine Hudson that I don't even want to look like Katy Perry anymore, sometimes. And like, that is a little bit of why I cut my hair, because I really want to be my authentic self. Do you hear what she said? You know what, I've been this person on stage, Katy Perry. I've been that person for the last 16 years of my life. But what I really want to be is I want to be Catherine Hudson. I want to be that person born into my mom and dad's family. I want to be that person that God made. And what she's saying is I don't even look like the person I used to be. You're God's masterpiece. God made you unique. There's nobody else like you. So be you. Number 7. I believe Jesus would say to Katy Perry, put away your idols. In Mark 10, verse 21, Jesus looked at him and loved him. And he said, one thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. To go to heaven, do you have to sell everything you have? Nope. Well, why did Jesus tell this guy he had to sell everything he had? Jesus understood that his possessions possessed him. Jesus understood that his wealth and his material things owned him. He understood that those things had become an idol in his life. Do you understand an idol is anything that you love more than God? Is there somebody or something you love more than God? Then that's an idol. And Jesus said you got to get rid of the idols in your life. It may be your job. It may be your career. It may be your hobbies. It may be somebody in your family. That's okay to love family. It's okay to love your job. But it's not okay to love it more than you love God. You got to get rid of the idols in your life, Katy. Here's what she told Vogue magazine. This is not up on your screen. I meant to put it up there. I just left it out. She said, my mom has prayed for me every day throughout my life, hoping I would come back to God. Listen to what she said. I never left him. I was just a little bit secular. I was more materialistic and more career driven. But now that I'm in my 30s, it's more about spirituality and heart wholeness. Her first song that propelled her into fame was I Kissed a Girl, and I liked it. And yet she says, I never left God. I was just a little bit secular because I was career driven. I believe what Jesus would say is, listen, you've made an idol out of these things in your life. You need to get rid of the idols in your life and let me be the center of your life. You see, I think Katy Perry is a picture of what happens today, even in the church. People want to have one foot in the world, and they want to have one foot in heaven. They want to be popular with the world. They want to be famous, rich, do what they want to, but they want God to bless them and go to heaven when they die. God said, you can't have it that way. You want to choose one or the other. So the last thing I believe that God would say to Katy Perry is this: follow me as the Lord of your life. In Luke 9:23, then Jesus said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You got to die to your agenda. You got to die to your selfishness, and you've got to live for Jesus Christ. Katie, make Jesus the Lord of your life. You see, I think there's a lot of folks out there that have asked Jesus to be the Savior of their life, but not the Lord. They want fire insurance. They want to go to heaven when they die, and they want to miss hell, but they haven't fallen in love and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm encouraged by what's happening in Katy Perry's life. This Easter 2018, she sent out a tweet. We have it up here. It says, is there one before that one? Yeah. So they can read the words. The other one, this is small. They won't be able to see it. My brokenness plus God's divinity equals my wholeness. She tweeted that on Easter. But notice now she said my brokenness and God's divinity. She didn't say Jesus. She said God equals my wholeness. Now what I want you to do is see the whole tweet, because the whole tweet actually had a picture in it. The next one, Ashley. Notice there, do you see the tweet, the picture? I don't know if you can read that, but what she has tattooed on her wrist is Jesus. Katy Perry has 9 tattoos. Most of them are smaller than a quarter. But this one right here is on her wrist. And by the way, this is the first tattoo that she ever got. But notice when she tweeted this, she put a rainbow highlight over it. That rainbow is not on her wrist, just the tattoo, Jesus. When someone asked her about the Jesus tattoo, here's what she said. It stares straight at me. It's like, remember, you came from this, and you can always go back to it. Every time she sings, every time she picks up her, turns her hand, that word Jesus. She said, I'm reminded this is what I came from, and this is what I can always go back to. I would say to Katy Perry, Katy, Jesus has some tattoos. He has some piercings. He has some piercings on his hands and on his feet and on his side and on his brow. And every one of those says, Katy, I love you so much that I took your pain, that I took your punishment. I died in your place. I love you that much. And you can come home any day. I'm wondering who would come home to Jesus today. I'm wondering who is seeing Jesus' love right up in front of you today, and you hear God calling you. I want to be the Lord of your life. Put the idols down to the side. Stop trying to be somebody else. Be the person I made you to be. I have a plan for your life, a plan to use you and bless you. Get in on my plan for your life. I'm going to ask you to bow your head. Nobody's looking around. I'm wondering who here today grew up in a Bible-believing home. And then there come a time in your life when you've walked away. Well, I still believe in God. I still believe in the Bible. But you've walked away from the things of God. Do you hear Jesus calling you today? Come. Receive my love. Come, make me the Lord of your life. Come, put the idols to the side. hear God saying to you today, you're not going to get to heaven on somebody else's coattails. You got to choose for yourself. Will you choose today to make Jesus Christ your Lord, your Savior, the center of your life, the steering wheel? Wonder who would say, God, I'm not going to pull you out every time I have a trouble in the future. God, I'm going to trust you every single day. Heavenly Father, God, as we have a time of decision making and commitment, help us, Father, today to hear Jesus' call. I see you. I love you. Come, follow me. Lead us now, God, as we make our decisions. We make our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. If you would please stand as we sing, we invite you to come.